do an opening.
Episode.
We're doing an opening right now. We're live.
Thanks for telling me.
We got it live, but we are going to do a small opening. Episode 226. This is our last episode for season 5.
The last episode of season 5.
Wow. We were going to have a guest today. Unfortunately, it was a no-show. Yeah. It's all good, man. They're dead to us.
You're dead to us.
I'm just joking.
Now, you hear me? Dead. Never again.
Where was it? Let me zoom in real quick. Do that again.
Never again.
Oh my God! But we're gonna go ahead and I guess we'll do a wrap of the year, how everything.
Year in wrap up. Yep.
Year in wrap up, and we will be right back. Are you ready to start the show?
One, two, and new. The monster they spit under the podcast sun. Tropic leaves and twilight dreams.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are back.
Oh, thank God! It's almost over.
And we have Christmas music in the background.
Sandy Claus is coming to town. Sandy Claus is coming to town.
I kicked it.
Right there. There you go. That's better.
This studio is really trying to decide for me.
Everything's just haywire for you, buddy.
Everything's just...
All right, episode 226, last one of 2025.
Yeah, I can't believe it, dude.
Dude, another year, bro.
Another year. I don't believe it.
No, man, another episode. God damn, I always have trouble. Can't bow your leg? No, I'm just joking. but another episode has gone by. Another season has gone by.
Yep.
It's been great, man, this last... Shit, we finally hit episode 200 this year. Next year, toast to you. Bring up your water here. Yeah. Let's toast this one, buddy.
Cheers,
buddy. Bam, right there. You know, it's been a very interesting season this year. We had a lot of great guests, a lot of newcomers to the show.
And the best part is so many of our enemies have been crushed beneath our dominance.
Yeah, man. Studio has changed quite a bit. We finally got some pillows back there to represent the podcast. A lot of new up-and-coming artists have been on the show. Great actors, directors, businesses. We actually had Wesico very own Esteban Valdez on the podcast.
City of Wesico is actually paying attention.
Yeah, I know. Wow. And Coach Wesco head coach. Oh my God, it's right tip of my tongue. I can't remember. I know the name. Stroman, Coach Stroman. Sorry, Coach. Oh man, I'm doing Green Bay today.
Oh man.
Oh shit. Coach Stroman on the podcast also.
You really do need to have like a notebook
here. Yeah, I do need a notebook. Yeah. Consider the fact I also had some great, very high caliber stars in the show. We had the Boy Meets World, one of the actors in Boy Meets World. We had a stunt woman that was on the Mandalorian. We had of course Stephanie McDonnell on the podcast again. That was a treat.
That was awesome. That one was great.
In our studio, we actually had Mr. Valiente Reyes in the podcast. So that was awesome, man.
Yeah.
It would have been nice to have him again. Unfortunately, it was a little jet lagged when he came in. So it's understandable. We'll get him next time. We'll get him. There'll be a third time we get him, bro.
I told you we should have seduced him with tacos, dude.
We should have.
Yeah, like just like a big old botana. Like, oh, really? Are you sure? All this botana is going to go to me.
This is all for you.
This is all for you, buddy.
This is all for you.
Not to mention, we got about 50 pounds of kettle corn.
We got a lot of it.
We got a lot.
It's right in the bag.
Yeah,
it's collecting flies, but they're still good. They're in bags.
They're great.
Those bags are gone, bro. Those got eaten real quick. We also talking about new beginnings and everything. We also have a new area where you can come on and actually subscribe. Big shout out to the one subscriber we already have, $1.99 a month.
Thank you, by the way, for that.
Thank you very much
for subscribing.
If you watch the actual first subscribe episode for subscribers only, it was interesting.
They're gonna use that against us in court, dude. I keep telling you.
we're in trouble. Yeah, we're really in trouble, buddy.
We are in trouble. Yeah, yeah. The inappropriateness really just comes out.
It just flows. It flows.
What I don't think anyone really understands is that I am restraining myself this entire time.
Yeah. When we go live, Chew has so much crap that comes out of his mouth.
It's
got to get filtered before going to the studio.
It really should.
That's why I made this in particular subscribe page. You can go on there and check that out.
Yeah.
But if you get a chance, jump on there and subscribe. I know we were talking about also maybe getting some merch.
Yes,
we are looking at some merch. I know we're in
the process of we've ordered some new merch that's going to be coming in. Some blankets and some caps. And some new caps.
Yeah, just like the cap he has on right there.
Much like this one.
Yeah, and another one will be coming in. It's good, same color. It's going to have our old emblem, which are some of the pillows that we have. Maybe I should bring a pillow so we can show it off. I'm pretty sure if you guys seen the episodes, you know what the pillows look like. We've had them already for about, 2 weeks already? 3 weeks?
Going on 3 weeks,
yeah. Going on 3 weeks already. Yeah. And it's a great addition, man. We have some great pillows out there. When you are a guest, you'll get a first visit to sit on them. That sounds messed up, but, you know.
Sounds right to me.
Yeah, well, I mean, Chew does go back and smell them at the end of the podcast.
Yeah. Well, then what the hell else are they for, then?
You are a sicko, sir.
So that's why we got them.
Sicko.
That's why we got them.
But, first and foremost, I want to say thank you to everybody who watches the podcast, man. All the great questions, the feedback that we get, people that tune in to watch the show. I know sometimes we say 7:30, and eventually we go on 7:15, 7:20, because we already amped up, ready to go, and the situations we're in, or we just want to go ahead and get one and get it done and go home.
Usually we go on just a little bit earlier just because, you know, the awkward silences are starting and we don't want the guests to get uncomfortable.
Yeah.
And especially if they're ready to, like, start talking you know.
Out of all the guests that we've had, which is one of the most memorable ones that you've had so far? I mean, that we had through this past season.
That's kind of tricky because we've had so many great interviews.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember so few of them.
All right. Very soft. It's a dyslexic. First, hello to the wife. Oh, yeah, hello.
Hey, hi, babe.
Oh, by the way, guys, I totally forgot to announce this last week. December 11th of last week on a Wednesday, my wife and I celebrated 25 years of marriage.
Congratulations.
Thank you. It's a great journey with not only my best friend, my soulmate, my wife. It's great having her by my side, her cheering me on from the sidelines, carrying on to do what I do. And she kind of keeps me grounded because, you know, sometimes I get really overwhelmed of other stuff that's going on within the podcast and media world.
Right.
And she says, hey, you know what? Just stay at your pace. Keep doing what you're doing. You're going to be fine. Even though that big, tall thing that sits next to you says otherwise, just keep doing what you're doing.
I keep dragging him down while he keeps wiggling loose.
But
she's been like the biggest fan of the show.
Yeah.
We really appreciate her.
Yeah, love her to death, baby. But going back to as far as the guests, I think the most memorable one for me, I know at the time that day you were supposed to get, it had rained really bad.
Yeah.
But I think Tony Daniels, voice for Gambit from the X-Men, Mr. Tony the Tiger himself, the voice actor.
Yeah.
That was one of the wicked episode ever.
That was a good get.
Yeah, it was.
For sure.
It was, I know Quez was here for that. Well, shout out to Quez for helping us out through the year.
Are we going to fire him or not? Because
No, dude.
Why not?
He's hanging around. He's giving you some good stuff.
He's not even in the audience anymore, dude.
Oh, by the way, that's another big addition also that we're planning to go on that route about bringing a live audience for next season.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to try to open up the door for live audience to come in and also get a firsthand to ask questions on the live show. If that progresses a little bit later on through the year, hopefully that works out.
Hopefully.
Yeah.
Because, you know, I really enjoyed, like, the live music acts that we've had. My most favorite one was, of course, the
Texas Sweethearts.
Texas Sweethearts.
Yeah.
They really just, like, you know, They really just hit. Yeah.
Also, Urban Sandoval from he was here playing some kick-ass music. Also, it was great having him on here too. Great guitar player, but going back to Mr. Daniels, man, it was a blast from the past doing all those great voiceovers, man. He couldn't really do the Tony the Tiger because you know it is.
We're not ready to get sued yet.
We're not there yet. One day we will be, but we're not there yet.
We will be someday.
Yeah. But, you know, it's awesome to have a very high caliber. I'd say that the Valley doesn't have high caliber talent, but people that have been in the business for years and have actually got out there and really made the big time come on our show.
That's what I've been most surprised about the show, you know, for us, is that we basically just asked so many people, and a lot of people have actually responded, and they've agreed to be on the show.
Yeah.
Some of the interviews, going back, I think to myself, we could have done a little bit better, but
yeah, I know. I mean, it's just a mixture. It's the toss of the line when you're fishing. You know, is it going to be a big fish? Is it going to be a little fish?
Yeah.
You know, but everyone, it's like I said from the very beginning, we did this podcast, everybody gets an opportunity to speak.
Everybody's been awesome. Everybody that we've had, you know. Yeah. I'm talking about more like the little moments, like when we got Quez's favorite coach.
Oh, that was a good one.
And then and this motherfucker refused to cooperate.
I know. I forgot his first name.
Yeah, we're sorry.
You were sorry, but
yeah, we're just,
that was that one was like left field. Quez didn't know how to respond to that.
Just participate, yeah, goddammit.
No, follow along, dude. Go with the roll with the punches.
Look, even if it is like a
Coach
computer,
Reed.
Yeah, Coach Reed. Yeah. If it looks like Coach Reed and we're telling you it's participate a little bit,
dude.
I
know. Go with the magic, buddy.
Oh, my God.
Feel the magic, all right?
Believe in magic, you muggle.
But, there's been a lot of great episodes, man. We've had Popular Loner. Actually, one of our high-caliber ones that did very well also was the episode when we had a Popular Loner here with the actual some dispute that was going on in the RGV with a local manager or something like that, a promoter. And that one opened up a lot of eyes, and a lot of people wanted to come in. But I know the Texas Sweetheart one was really great, and then a lot of musicians started asking to come on and play live unplugged. And
we've had other live talent, you know, thankfully on here, but the Texas Sweethearts really
blew it out of the water.
Absolutely.
Blew it out of the water. It was an awesome episode,
and we'd love to have them back sometime if they have any reason to come back.
Big shout out to all the guests on the show, man. It's been a wild ride this season 5 going into season 6. I know next month we got a good caliber of people coming in. I know one of your favorites is coming back. We got El Cacahuate coming in at the very end of the month, so
Cacahuate.
That's another big one that's going to be here in our show. And I believe he's bringing talent with him. Some of the wrestlers are coming in with him. So we'll be able to get hands to talk to these guys before they go and perform.
I assume everyone will be wearing goggles so that they're not blinded by the
bright lights. That's why I tone the lights down a little bit. So, you know, when he's here, we don't get blinded by his...
Ladies and gentlemen, a little behind the scenes. When we did that interview, studio, pitch black. Not a single light was on. We were going right off the light of guy's head.
Of a flashlight. We're literally going off of the flashlight, and it lit up the whole room.
It was a little tea candle.
Jack be nimble, Jack be quick.
It was like the birth of the universe. Like,
and God said, let there be light. My eyes. But it's been a ride, man. It's great. But next month, like I said, we got a good caliber of guests coming in. I know we have a movie critic coming in the first episode on episode one or episode 227 season 6, which would be episode 1 season 6.
Which hurts me deeply because I thought I was the movie critic.
You know, we were talking about that on the way over here.
Yeah,
we're talking about some movies that are actually out and about. I was telling Chu that I had spoke to my son that we are going to go see Sonic 3. Matter of fact, Sonic 3 this Friday, December 20th, coming out for a while. We've been waiting for this episode with Shadow.
With Shadow.
So that one's going to be me and my son are excited about that. But we were talking about that. I go, hey, son, you know what we're doing Friday, right? Because, yeah, we're going to the movies, Dad. I go, what are we going to go see? Sonic 3. And who's going to come out? Shadow. And who's the voice? John Wick. And I go, no. Why not? John Wick.
Sounds right.
But, wait, we got a number one guy here, a fan that's also tied with my wife, watching a show with Mr. Louie, the 3. Amai! What's going on, Louie? One of the great fans on here. Louie, we got those caps coming in. I know you want to buy one. So as soon as we get in, I'll let you know. Chu said that we had to sell them to you for $50, but I narrowed it down, so it's $49.99. But,
You're welcome.
But, yeah, man. Also, Louie, if you're watching, I know you and I used to work together back in the day at a certain plumbing place. And one of our great friends is finally retiring after, I believe, it's been 42, 43 years we're working for this company. Shout out to Mr. Garza, Mr. G, DJ Roy, man. Great man. Congratulations. Hey, man. Enjoy your retirement, Mr.
Enjoy
Garza,
your retirement. You know? Sounds like it's well earned.
Yeah, very well earned. Yeah.
Nice.
So, but yeah, Lou and I go way back. That's why he's been a big part of the show and great guy. Call him Hillbilly Louie because, DJ Roy. DJ Roy.
I've always admired people like that can actually stick it out at a job for multiple years.
Yeah, four decades.
Four decades.
Wow. Man. It's crazy, man. But yeah, good luck to him. Hope he enjoys the rest of his retirement for the years, man.
Absolutely.
He deserves it. I had a chance to talk with him today and we had some words to say. And I said my piece and said thank you so much for letting me have a chance to work with him. He's a great, great guy. But,
they had you thrown out of the store.
Yeah, they threw me out of the store. But, we used to call Louis. I'd call him Hillbilly Louis because at one point something fell or he was in trouble and he came out. What I do now? So that's how he got the Hillbilly name. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, he did it perfect. But, anyways, man. It's been a crazy ride, bro. Like I said, the last couple of years, riding with you, bro. Who would think this all started off of a podcast I was doing on my own. It was called with De La Cruz called Who the Hell Are You?
Yes.
I'm thinking they're still out there floating around somewhere.
They're out there, all right.
If you go listen to those episodes, I apologize.
I'm not sorry.
All my Latin American brothers and sisters.
No mention.
Yeah, so I had him on one episode. It was De La Cruz with El Gigante. Yep. And he is the smartest giant that De La Cruz knows and knowledgeable and everything. The only thing is he's a little... there's a side of him that just doesn't make sense.
He's fantastically racist.
Very, very just racist.
Like, oh, my God.
Guys, but if you get a chance, look for him. There's some great ones on that. But ever since that, he caught the bug of doing a podcast, and him and I said, you know what? Let's try to give back, you know, a little bit and try to help out. I was really going the angle of helping. Helping a lot of local artists. He was all about talking about local events, politics. And goes, we can fit it all in there somehow. We'll figure it out. And
it took us a while because when we first started, you know, as everyone who's followed the show knows, you know, we were just, shooting the breeze, really.
Yeah. Yeah. And, during my lunch hours, that was so fucking funny.
Yeah.
Yeah. They were only, what, 30-minute shows?
They were only 30 minutes. You know, you were sitting in your truck and, you know, next to the dumpster somewhere.
Yeah, somewhere. I don't know. Yeah. And that's how I met the what's his name?
Yeah.
I forgot. My cousin played a homeless man behind the dumpster at Walmart.
Yeah.
And, that's a whole different other episode. But one of the greatest episodes I've ever done.
Even more racist.
Worse.
Whoa.
Him and his grapefruit Bernice. But that's a whole other story.
Oh. Bernice.
Tyrone, the homeless man behind the Walmart dumpster. That was his name, Tyrone.
That was good.
But, we pretty much just shot the shit for the whole 30 minutes, you know, talking about local stuff and about we're going through the COVID-19 phase at the time, which was kind of scary moment.
It was really scary. It was
scary for that, for a matter, but...
I'm sure for a lot of people who weren't used to it, because, like, by then... By the time COVID came around, you know, everyone was isolating. I'd already been isolating for a while.
Yeah.
You know, as all my friends know, I'd already been isolated for a while. So it was cakewalk for me.
Right. Like, why is everybody freaking out?
Why is everybody freaking out? It's Tuesday. I don't know what's the big deal.
Trying to play some division here.
Anyway, it was a
time where that's where you and I really connected more as far as full conversations about a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
And then when we got our first studio and we started doing our studio thing over here, still in the city of Wessico, that was a whole nother can of worms, man. I don't say it got worse. It just got more interesting, the conversations.
I like to call it was magnified because we were in an enclosed space.
A really small enclosed space.
A really inappropriately small space.
But it was a lot of fun, dude. It's a lot of fun doing it.
It's been a lot of fun, surprisingly, you know.
And we'll just continue moving forward bringing more episodes, man, as much as possible.
Yes.
But other than that, guys.
I was going to ask you, a radio station somewhere in Louisiana who was playing the De La Cruz episode?
Yes, there was. Funny story about that you bring that up. There was actually one. They actually reached out to me and asked if they could borrow some of the episodes. I said, yeah, they played like maybe about three episodes, but they cut clips on it, which is pretty cool, on some of the episodes. And I've heard it already. Just a little bit of royalties that came with it, but not a whole lot. Hey, 20 bucks, 20 bucks. Hey. But, you know, it got played.
20 bucks will get you a lot of empanadas.
$20 gets you a lot of grapefruits.
Yes, it does.
Here I come, Tyrone.
Warm it up in the microwave first.
You have heard the episode.
You warm it.
Oh my God! But
watch out for the scenes.
No shit. But dude, it's pretty cool, man. Having people that are listening to your stuff.
Yeah, that was crazy when I heard about that. Yeah. That was crazy. It really shows how, you know, the world is kind of smaller in that way. You know, through the internet, like, people are listening to the show listen to all of our stuff.
Yeah, and a bit, also a grand, huge thank you and big shout out to the New York Podcast Network, man, for throwing us out there.
Really picking us up and running.
Yeah, dude. Yeah, bro. It really motivated us to push even more to have us out there and being heard. I mean, we have my buddy, Ro, and I have our morning talks, and he tells me every morning, he goes, "What you guys are doing, man, you're there. You just need to get picked up. You're there. You're right there. You're one of the few pods, you know, that he's listened to that from the area that we're just right there. We're just waiting. Now, for the other pods that are out there, also are just waiting to get picked up. But I mean,
there's a lot of great podcasters in the waiting. I know we've encouraged a whole bunch of people interesting stories to become podcasters.
And, yeah,
you know, they just need that little bump, and you know, we've offered to help a lot of people too.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
You especially, you're very willing to help out a lot of new people get started. You know,
Man. I'm always
with knowledge and so.
Because the thing is that when you do that, when you bring up and coming podcasters to a pod, you know, I mean, or being invited to their pod, you learn more from them. Stuff that shit. I mean, this works for them. I could try doing this, and then when they're invited to my pod, our pod, you know, they see what we do, and they should, you know, I can try doing that. You know, it's right. it's just a networking thing to help each other. You know what I mean?
So, because like we've said so many times, there's room for everybody.
Yeah.
You know, this is a very open market down here, and you know, it's just going to keep growing.
Yeah, for
and
real.
Everyone is welcome to join, and when you know, one succeeds, I like to think everyone succeeds.
Exactly, so. Exactly. You know, there's enough bread for everyone to eat, pretty much.
Exactly.
But. First things first, before we move on, I want to give thanks to our sponsors, bro.
The sponsors.
They're the great ones, man. They're the great ones of the reason why we have this show running.
Absolutely.
You know, they are the great ones that keep the lights on for us and keep a roof
over our head. See this bottle of water?
This is because of you.
Sponsor water. Yeah.
You see this? I don't want to show what it is actually. I'm going to turn it this way. Mm. You see this? Mm-mm-mm. This is what keeps me going. But but anyways, guys, a big shout out to...
See this? See this? Yeah.
A big shout out.
Sponsor money.
Mike. Los Kettle Corn.
Suck it, Joe Rogan.
Suck it, Joe Rogan. We got Milo's Kettle Corn with us, bro.
We coming for you.
Milo's Kettle Corn right now.
Milo's Kettle Corn, yeah.
Here at Alfresco right now as we speak, if you're listening to on the podcast.
I'm sure they sold out in the first 5 minutes.
Man, I wanted to go out there and go get some before. But
you fool.
But bro, you should see. It is packed out there. It's crazy. It's crazy. Packed. It's nuts. There's only two Alfrescos left, which will be January and February. And that's it. They're done every third Thursday of the month. You guys want to check that out? Come out. Look for Milo and enjoy his popcorn, man. His Kettle Corn popcorn for extra crunchy, extra fun. Says that hopefully by next episode already, I'll change this one and actually put the new emblem for the podcast. But a big shout out to Milo, man, doing great wonders.
One of our newer sponsors who came on the show, and he liked this, and you know, he said, you know what, I want to sponsor you guys.
Yeah, great.
I won't pay you. I'll give you Kettle Corn.
I'll pay you in popcorn. Yeah. Another big shout out to Triple J Plumbing, guys.
Yes.
Give Juan and Jerry a call at 956-854-9622 or 956-478-5316. Give them a call. They are licensed plumbers. They do residential. They've been super busy because of the holidays. I know I've been noticing there's a lot of water heaters breaking down, so they've been really, really busy.
They always seem to wait until the coldest times, dude.
It's, you know, it's just, if for some reason the water down here in the RGV, the 956, has a lot of iron in it.
Yeah.
So a lot of water heaters go, they get put to the test. I think they should open up an actual water heater, a company in the RGV and run it through iron, real thick iron water, and maybe create a hardcore, water heater that will withstand anything. If it can withstand hard iron water, it's salt water also, you're good to go.
Or you can just call the culling guy and have the water filtered through your house. And, you know,
but guys, if you want to give them a call, Triple J Plumbing, great guys, great sponsors of the show. They've been doing wonders all over the RGV. They're still looking for employees. So if you guys want to looking for a quick job, give them a call. Let them know.
Good job.
Yeah, good job. Let them know. Chewing says, and also don't forget, your crap is there bread and butter. Just to give a heads up. Yeah, beautiful.
They'll also help you get licensed.
I believe so. They'll show you the way how to get licensed, become a certified plumber yourself. Also, nice. Big shout out to Buzz Bull Creamery. Heaven is located on 529 South Texas Boulevard, Westaco, Texas. Phone number 956-998-2541. If you've never had infused liquored ice cream, I don't know what you're waiting for.
What are you waiting for? Here in the valley where it's like 99 degrees, you know, in the middle of December, you need something to cool you down. You need Buzz Bull.
Buzz Bull here.
Especially when you got six kids.
And not get too crazy here. But don't forget, they do serve a non-buzzed ice cream.
They also have non-buzzed ice cream.
For the kids to go there and enjoy themselves. But head out there, talk to VD, man. I know that the whole month of December, and I believe through January, they've been doing hot cocoa.
Yes.
They've been doing hot cocoa, and it looks good, man. And it's not the price is actually not that bad. It's a pretty good price.
No, it's essentially gourmet chocolate, you know, hot chocolate. It's for what it is, it's very good. It's worth
very
it.
Good. Yeah, if you go out there, let Vinny know that we sent you, and she'll hook
you
up.
Also, it can be spicy.
Yes, or you can get some nice liquored hot cocoa. Yeah, just to throw it out there.
I believe that's what I mean when I say spicy.
Irish. thank you so much, guys, for the sponsorship. Another big one, big hitter here. Anotas Construction, area code 956-363-7195. Give Tony a call. If you're looking for craftsmanship, residential, commercial, renovations, new construction, these are the guys you want to get a hold of. Great, great, great friends of the podcast. Great sponsors also. He just let me know he's locked in for another year with us on the podcast. So big shout out.
Wonderful.
Big shout out to Anotas Construction. I know their contract ended this month. I said, hey, man, we're not going anywhere. Sign us up for another year. I'm like, wow. Thank you so much, man.
Thank God the interview that they did.
Yeah, dude.
That one time didn't influence them.
No shit. He goes, these guys are nuts. This is what we want. No. Two guys who like to get drink and drunk and do a podcast.
You know,
I can nail a nail with my hand. No, man, but these guys
are great. They were really honest people, you know, a great family-owned company.
Yes.
I just know that their success is going to continue on for many years.
Yeah, it will, man. Continue for a lot more many years. And thank you so much for sponsoring the podcast again with us for another year, man. I appreciate you all. All bow to you guys, and thank you so much for the sponsorship. And last but not least, guys, we are saying farewell to this last sponsorship, which has been with us. Oh my God, I'm gonna tear up here. Has been with us from day one. You know, the Rabbit Hole, located in Palm View, Texas, north of La Homa Road. Phone number 956-599-0103. They sell liquor, smoke, tattoo products, lingerie, and also choose favorite adult novelties.
What do you mean by adult novelties?
Oh, you know. Let me give you a sound of it. Recognize that sound, buddy?
Oh, back massages? Oh, awesome.
Yeah, hardcore egg beaters.
All right. Nice. Coffee grinders.
Yeah, coffee grinders. Sounds nice. All right. Yeah. But it will liquefy every portion of your body.
Yes, it will.
But big shout out to them, man. This will be the last time they'll be sponsoring us. Nothing but love towards them, man. I appreciate you guys hanging
Much
with
love
us
and success
for the past 5 years.
Yes.
5 years with us and five seasons. We appreciate everything you do, man, and all the happiness you bring to those Lost the Fire couples. You know, thank you.
God bless you for trying to keep the spark alive in so many relationships.
Yes, God bless you.
And hopefully future success in whatever endeavors you go towards next.
Yes, exactly. Thank you to all our sponsors, man. We appreciate you so much.
Thank you so much.
We got somebody we haven't seen in a while there, buddy. We got a the Morgan Freeman of the Valley, Mr. Sean Logan. in the house.
Let's end the podcast right now.
Oh, man. Just end the podcast with Sean Logan right here, man.
Yeah, let's just end it right now.
Today was a good day. As I sit here watching Chewinu, I think to myself, damn, this is great. let me open up another Miller Lite.
I need a woman. Badly.
Right now. But guys, those that are tuning in, don't forget that we have a subscription available now through Facebook. If you click on that, go on that QR. It's only $1.99 a month, guys. We will be doing before and after episodes of you're gonna be on camera the way after. That's the best part.
Oh my god, that's where all the good product is. You know, I'm not a machine, dude. I need my time.
You're almost built like one. I'll tell you that much right now, buddy. It's not going to be Chew, it's going to be Cyborg Chew by the time next time we see it for next season.
I am 99% recyclable. Yeah. That is true.
With the
price of scrap metal, though, I don't know how much.
There he goes. He's telling us right here, man. He's like, Sean saying here. He goes, I'm actually proud of y'all. I'll meet you soon. Well, it's heaven and prayer there, buddy. It's heaven and prayer right there.
We'll see about that, Sean.
Middle time tequila shot. No, bro. We won't be having any of that. No, sir.
What kind of tequila?
Big shout out to one of our old sponsors, Pie Tequila. Great tequila that was sponsored for the beginning of the year, I believe it was, right back in January when they started off with us.
Yeah.
They gave us some product, and man, talk about one of the smoothest tequilas I've ever tasted, man. That was a great sponsorship. Yeah,
dude,
great sponsor. Yeah.
And the extra pie that we had left over, what made some great gifts for some awesome guests.
Yes, yes, I know. Also, the video over at the Buzz Bull Creamery, we gave her
a taste
of it, and she liked it. And she asked if she could. She goes, "Can I borrow this?" I go, "Yeah, go ahead." Sure enough, she started making them with that, and it's been a bestseller, so I believe she's buying the product now, so that's being sold with the ice cream over at Buzz Bull Creamery. Yeah. So, but yeah, man, big shout out to Pie Tequila. But yeah, dude, we've had some interesting guests.
Have you heard anything from Iris from Petey Weenies?
Iris, the last time I saw her online, today she was selling, I believe, the gift boxes of the Petey Weenies. We got to get a hold of Iris again. I know the last time she was telling me she wanted to sponsor the show again, but in Petey Weenies. You know that thing will not last. It's not going to last.
Iris,
if you're going to sponsor the show with Petey Weenies, we're going to need like five jars of that.
It's going to need to be a weekly subscription, Iris.
Because we got buddies in here that love it also.
Everyone that we've offered it to has tried it, has loved it.
Yes.
Even the people who have never like wanted to try a michelada before.
Right.
You know, have tried it and they say like, wow, this is really good.
Yeah, it is. Yeah.
And you know, we're unashamedly telling people about Petey Weenies all the time and how to order it, and hopefully that's helped Iris out too. We love helping out these small businesses,
yes, man,
especially
we love it.
When their product is so delicious.
Yes, it is. Sean Lowe is saying, shoot me an invite for 2025, early 25 though. I'm like, all right, we'll see what we got on there.
Yeah, we're really booked, Sean. I don't know. Look at how, oh man, we're booked.
We are, but I'll get you in, Sean. Don't worry. I'll get you in. I'll get you here when at least six. I'll even tell Chew who the guest is, and he'll be here. He'll be here waiting for you.
A
big shout out also to the Comic Menu, man. What is up, guys? Another great little podcast, man. That I like watching their stuff. They talk a lot about comic books and collectibles, man.
Yeah.
I love watching that also, man. Yeah. It's a great, great episode to watch. Man, I appreciate those guys. thank you for watching, guys.
Have a great show.
But you are, if you guys are watching, tuning in right now, you are watching the last episode for season 5, going on to season 6 in the first week of January. January 2nd, I believe, will be episode 1, episode 227 for season 6.
We need to write that down somewhere.
Yeah, I know. Oh, he's asking, what are you gorgeous ladies doing? Oh, someone noticed. Stop. But it's been a great year, man. I appreciate every single one of you that have watched. I'm gonna put this one more time, so just in case. I know we're probably close the podcast short today. I don't want to go all rambling on too much, but it's been a blast, buddy.
Absolutely.
Running this podcast with you. I know there's been times when you got a little bit of sick, and you know, sometimes Mother Nature itself says, nope, not today, Chew. You're staying home.
Not today, Satan.
Not today, Satan. You stay home today.
You stay right there.
But it's been good. It's been good doing that. Mickey, go on. So this is the guy that I'm telling you guys, these guys podcast. Damn podcast. Yeah, podcast is nice. Yeah, I know. I got to get these guys. These guys, when I went to their podcast, it was a very interesting podcast, man. They do a lot of up-to-date stuff that's going on in social media, and it's fucking awesome, dude. I love it.
Sounds weird and scary, and I want nothing to do with it.
It's because of these guys, dude, that I bought that Red Stag Jim Beam Black Cherry with the Coke.
They did that?
They did that to me, dude. How dare you, sir? How dare you?
Son of a bitch.
But no, great group of guys. Great guests on the show. Great experience on the show, sorry.
Willing to come on the show.
I want to get you guys on the show on a Thursday night. Maybe to destroy them. No! No. What's the name? The name of the podcast is called the Mickey G Show. You can watch the show on YouTube. I know they were having problems with the Facebook. They got kicked out. Ooh. I don't know why. That was kind of weird that they got kicked out. I was freaking out. I'm like, what the hell? I'm like, okay, maybe too hot of a topic. I don't know.
Sounds like someone made Zuckerberg upset.
No shit.
What'd you say?
No shit. I also got another question. How about the Valley weather actually feeling like Christmas weather? Yeah. maybe in the equator of Panama, maybe. But
this is Miami weather right here. Miami Christmas right now.
No shit, dude. Sounds like, where are you going? I'm going down there with the snowbirds. I'm going down South Texas. Yeah. I'll do my workshop from down there. All the elves are celebrating and shit. That's right, man.
Goddamn, it's hot.
Tired of that cold shit. Woo. They get here. Goddamn, let's just go back. Let's just go back.
Get the hell out of here.
But, going back to Mickey G, man, great podcast, great environment, and they're doing great things over there, man. They talk about a lot of local politics, man. Interesting stuff, dude. Very. I mean, I went on the show and we talked about, I can't remember, it was about, if I'm not mistaken, it was about Jenner. What's her name?
Caitlyn Jenner?
No, the one of the younger ones.
Kylie Jenner?
Kylie. I think it was Kylie Jenner.
What about
her? They told me about what I thought about her. I mean, I don't follow them, man. I mean, I really don't know. I could care less.
Do you not know what's going on in the world, dude?
No, I do not.
Obviously not.
I do not.
Obviously not.
Yeah. I mean, I got another. Oh, he was a comic guy saying that I got my YouTube taken down for some risky comment. Really?
Ooh.
Well, we're going to have to bring you on here so you can talk about that. What's so weird, man?
That's a shame.
You know what's so weird that I've noticed a lot of that when you run live podcasts or pre-recorded podcasts, well, especially live podcasts, pre-recorded, you know, you can throw it out there. They can't do nothing. Now, they can flag it, but it can still be played, you know, for copyright laws or whatever, you know.
Right.
But when you go live, they actually get a chance to actually kick you off. And that's what, I don't know if there's certain people that do that or they're constantly monitoring what you're saying. But it's crazy, man, to actually get your YouTube taken down for some risky comics.
Well, from what I understand, there are moderators on, you know, on certain platforms, mm-hmm. that do go out, and when certain content is flagged, they review it, and if it's deemed like inappropriate for XYZ reasons,
right,
then it is, you know. Yeah. Especially if like the channel is being monetized, like mm-hmm. for sure, like that's
yeah.
If it's not being monetized, there's a good chance that it can be restored. You know, if the content is taken down and you meet whatever guidelines that they.
I mean, I've seen podcasts, bro, that go yeah. like way out there
yeah.
to prove a point. You know, even though it's degrading people in particular or saying nasty crap about somebody.
Yeah.
And they keep it on there. That's what's so crazy, man.
Yeah, that's kind of what, you know, it's like, it's okay for some people or not for others, or I don't know what the moderators are doing with that. They say that if, you know, since you, like, YouTube is so big, it takes a while, you know, to get to some of that, which is possible. But at the same time, with the popularity of some of these shows, you would think that they'd be, you know, move more
right.
towards that.
Right. It says, yeah, the moment it gets flagged, I delete the post or video quickly because they don't play around, especially monetized page. Yeah, you see, and that's another thing. You say, here you go. Yeah, it'd be awesome. Would take have to be back with you this time. yeah. Hopefully, I could bring him along. Maybe he'll let me bring the leg with me.
I don't think so.
Here you go. Oh yeah, we love degrading people too. You can have a treat with this guy.
Oh, boy.
Because, yeah, we were actually going to talk about that. That's what we're going to go over right now, the trailer, the Superman trailer. We're going to talk about that. We're going to go into that detail.
Yeah.
But we'll get to that right now. But as far as the YouTube thing, yeah, being monitored all the time, especially being monetized. We were trying to get monetized on YouTube. Unfortunately, I don't know what was going on to where we couldn't get in.
We haven't met the certain parameters that YouTube has for.
So this is the second time we tried to jump on, and for some reason they keep cutting us.
Well, so it's because we haven't gotten enough of because they're really leaning into like the YouTube Shorts.
Yeah,
yes, especially now that TikTok is going to get taken down any second now.
Yeah, I hear you.
So, you know, TikTok Shorts are YouTube Shorts are really, they're leaning more towards that.
Okay.
From what I understand, we haven't reached that certain threshold of the number of.
Yeah, I think that might be the reason why.
Yeah, we
so
need to.
So I guess we're
going to
have to start doing more Shorts on YouTube then.
We got to do something. We got to get some money in this thing.
Man, we got to rock and roll. So, guys, if you're watching.
My leg polishes are cheap, all right?
Yeah, so if you're watching, guys, you want to help us out, subscribe.
I keep saying like we should set up a Patreon, you know, just to, you know, like if we get like at least a dollar from everyone that watches the show, man, we'd have like
$3.
We'd have like $3, man. you know how many?
We're rocking and rolling, baby.
You know how many bottles of water that could get us? That could get us like money.
Yeah, is it David? I got another guy here. Says comes with David Garcia, the average boy. Yes, podcast. Yes. Another great podcast. The Average Boy podcast. Hell yeah, great pod also, man. But yeah, we're going into the trailer right now.
Yeah,
Superman
we were talking
trailer.
About it. Yeah.
I know. We're talking about that. It's more how did you say more comic-y?
It has more of a comic book vibe.
Right. Right.
Yeah, it's definitely more comic-y. Some of the members of the Justice League that they have there, you know, they finally have a Green Lantern on screen.
Yeah, bowl cut.
Yeah, the bowl cut. Guy Gardner.
Guy Gardner. Like, he looked like one.
Like
some.
Like one of the most unpopular Green Lanterns, they decided to get Guy Gardner on.
Oh, there you go. There you go.
Hawkgirl.
Yep.
For some reason.
Yeah. And Crypto. Don't forget Crypto the dog.
Oh, dude. I think Crypto is like the best part.
Yeah,
like,
it is. Yeah.
But you could tell that they didn't have the license for like the really good characters. Like there was no Batman.
Yeah.
There's no Wonder Woman.
Yeah.
You know, there was no Cyborg.
Well, considering the fact James Gunn is kind of starting from scratch all over again. So, I mean,
I mean, I'll give him the benefit of the doubt because, you know, he did a pretty good job with Guardians of the Galaxy.
Yeah, that's what Joe from Comic Man is saying is that James Gunn said he's making it more serious, like Guardians of the Galaxy or Peacemaker, you know. So I totally agree. That's another one I'm waiting for to come out. I mean, before we jump to that, the Superman trailer, I really kind of liked it. It was pretty cool. yeah, you do have a lot of people talking about the suit, like you were saying before.
Yeah, the suit, it really does not look that great compared to the other suits that we've seen. I do like the color grading on it. Like, yeah. I definitely like the color more. Yeah. A darker shade of blue. Yeah. The crest is looks
a little bit more red than it's
a more, you know,
bulky look. You know, yeah. Like really bold look.
Yeah,
yeah.
And yeah. His Clark Kent persona looks weird though.
I like that. It made him more clumsy looking. You know,
he definitely looks more millennial.
You know, and what the funny thing is, I've always. I mean, a Superman fan, yeah, I do follow Superman. Well, not as much as anybody, the hardcore Superman guys. Mm-hmm. But I always thought, this is just me tossing it out there, buddy. I'm just saying this because this is the way I feel about it. I always thought Superman was kind of an ass. Only reason why is that he's one of the most powerful, strongest man in our planet. Probably maybe in the universe, I'm not sure, or our galaxy, whatever. But for him to downgrade himself as a human and be clumsy kind of pisses me off a little bit, man. Like, oh, really? Are we all like that?
Did Kill Bill really point it out to you?
It really did fucking point it out. Yeah. Like, you son of a bitch.
It's a good. He has a good point, and you know the movie makes a good point about that. You know, yeah. that is what Superman thinks of humanity. You know, that's how his Clark Kent is so believable. You know,
you blew it up, you sons of bitches! You blew it out of hell.
God damn you!
Take your monkey.
Oh man, someone needs to do that with AI. Make Chuck Heston Superman.
Yeah, like, hell yeah, dude. They
fuck
should.
Yeah, dude.
Somebody out there, if you're out there watching, you got a hardcore AI guy.
What are you damn millennials watching the show? How about you?
Make a Chuck Heston Superman skit. Send it to the show, and we will gladly fucking play it.
If you don't know who Chuck Heston is, look it up. All right, Charlton Heston.
Yeah,
just Google it.
Yeah, Charlton Heston. Take these guns.
Take
off
your damn stinking ape heads off of me, you damn dirty ape.
Oh my god. Especially the ending of Spaceballs.
Kalen, no.
The end of Spaceballs also is another homage to oh shit, Spaceballs. Well, there goes the plan.
Oh shit. Dude, you have no idea how much I need to have a space. I'm gonna die before there's another Spaceballs movie comes out.
Yeah, man.
Like, that's crazy, dude. I love Spaceballs so much, dude.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. What's worse is that regular people do not recognize him. In the eyeglass, yeah, it's true. Like, oh wait, yeah, I like the whole Jimmy Kimmel one where he, where Batman and Superman meet in some sort of I guess it's like a dinner, and he was look, Bruce, this
Bruce
Superman.
Wayne,
Bruce Wayne, this is Superman, no, this is not Clark this is Clark Kent. Clark Kent, no, look, he takes off his glasses, see, Superman,
see, Superman.
he freaks out, oh my god, yeah, man, but. Yeah, but going back to that, what you were saying about the, we're gonna jump into something like that.
Superman, this is Batman. No, I'm not.
Oh, I mean, you're right. No, I'm not. I mean, no, oh, I'm not.
Oh yeah, watch this, Martha.
What did you say that name? Where's the catnip? Another one that I'm actually waiting for is Peacemaker. I'm waiting for the.
Peacemaker was surprisingly good.
I'm waiting for the next season to come out. I know it should be coming out soon.
Oh, dude.
Yeah, I'm waiting for it.
You know what I'm waiting for, dude?
What are you waiting for, buddy?
The next season of One Punch Man.
Oh, my God. When is that coming out?
When is it coming out? Take my money already.
No shit, man. Like, no shit.
Like, I...
Go on.
I love last season. But I mean, it sucked the way they ended it.
Yes, it did suck.
You know,
you can't see whether Sonic, what's it called, Supersonic,
Saitama.
No, not Saitama. The young ninja who's trying to beat up Saitama.
Oh, yeah.
Supersonic. Trying to think where he's actually eating the berry to turn into these evil monsters.
Yeah,
and you never know. You never know. You don't know what it's going to look like, and it just leaves it off there. But I don't think it's going to turn because an idiot cooks it. So I don't know that fucked with the actual chemical. So, well.
Well, if it follows the manga at all, dude, it's about to get nuts.
Yeah, I'm
like, shit, dude. Nuts, dude.
Yeah, no kidding.
I actually want to see, what's the name of the guy in the dog suit, dude?
Oh, shit.
Security dog?
I think his name is Security Dog.
Something like that.
Yeah, it's a white dog, yeah.
Yeah, like.
Like, man, it's a bang. He's number two.
Yeah, he's number two, dude. they showed snippets of the fight that Supersonic Sonic had.
Yeah.
It was like,
that was
the
it.
Shit.
Yeah, what did he do? Yeah. What? You know? I think one of my favorite characters, of course, Satama is one of my favorite characters, but my one and only is King. I love King. King that has no superpower whatsoever, but he can play the hell out of video games.
Yes, he can. Yes, he can.
And Sajima hates the fact, damn it, he can't beat him. Oh, my
Nobody
God.
Can beat him.
No shit.
That's why,
dude,
he's the king.
I think when I first saw One Punch Man, what got me was the actual first episode when he fights the beetle. That beetle monster.
The crab monster.
The first one that he fights, because he's supposedly going to, he's going to destroy it for one whole week. One whole week. And there's a super sale at the market. He fucking blows him up.
He just blows him up.
And Janos goes up to him, Master, we can still make it.
We still have time.
It's 4 o'clock. Let's go. He takes off.
Oh, yeah.
No, man. It's awesome. Oh, here goes. This is the Incredibles come out next year on my birth. Incredible comes out next year on my birthday, February 6th. Let's go. Hell, man. That would be an awesome. The Incredibles.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, hell yeah, man. But, yeah.
Man, they really space those Incredible movies out. Like,
yeah, it's good. I'm glad they do. I mean, it gives enough time to actually be really creative. But then again, the anime takes forever, dude.
Yeah, that's true.
Consider the fact, like, Coco, they took them about, I think it was like a round amount, about, what, 2, maybe 3 years or 4 years for it to make?
Yeah.
And it's a beautiful movie, man.
It came out beautifully, though.
Yeah, beautiful movie. One of my favorite movies.
So racist.
It's not like if I have a friend in the house. Yeah, it's actually in the backyard. I have two. One in my room and one in garage. Great movie. Going back to that, I can't wait. Actually, the one I'm watching right now is My Hero Academia.
Okay.
I'm really got into that one.
Dude, you got like 16, 17 seasons.
I know, dude. They're hard. I mean, I have what's called Crunchyroll.
Yeah.
Crunchyroll, that app, and I'm constantly watching them already. Mm-hmm. It's incredible. Invincible. You put it Invincible. I'm sorry, Invincible. My bad.
Oh, yeah. The next season of Invincible is coming out soon.
Yeah, that's what he was saying right here, and they have a few seasons already, yeah.
Yeah.
But the one actually that caught my eye that's coming out in the movies is Karate Kid Legends.
Oh, yeah.
I can't wait for that one, man. That one's right up the alley. I can't wait for that one.
I have concerns.
Why? Why?
Like, if you're calling it Karate Kid, you're really calling in, you know, like, Karate Kid. Mm-hmm. The movie from the 80s.
Right, I got you.
Does it seem like there's going to be, like, any kind of...
Well, I think it's linking off of the show on Netflix, where the continuation of it, the movie,
Cobra Kai?
Yeah, Cobra Kai, because we don't really, I have not yet to see all the episodes yet, which I need to buckle down and watch them already, because I know the wife is watching, she said, let's just wait till they all finish, and we watch them all, like, okay.
See, that's why you tell her, no, I'm gonna watch them all myself.
But, you know, doing that, but I have yet, but I think it's a continuation, links off of Cobra Kai. Because I know they're going to that big world tournament right now.
Yes.
So I think that Legends thing is going to leak off of that. Because that's what I was waiting for. I was actually waiting for Jackie Chan to come out on the actual show, but unfortunately he didn't.
No.
So, but...
Well, maybe that's for the best, because I don't think that particular version of Karate Kid did very well.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't blame people. You know, there was no... ties to the legacy of the old Karate Kid.
Yeah, yeah.
And, you know, that's kind of where the nostalgia lies. You know, that's, you know, Cobra Kai, you know, succeeded because it's Cobra Kai.
Yeah, they exactly.
They had what's his name from Cobra Kai.
When it first came out, I was pretty resilient about it. Like, oh, you know what? It's gonna suck. So I mean, boy, they've been great episodes.
It's been great episodes. It's been great stories.
Yeah, man. Great stories.
Yeah.
We are going on 57 minutes into the podcast. Wow. Here we were talking about. Yeah, it's gonna be a short podcast.
We're gonna cut it short. We're gonna
cut it short. Wow, it really linked out, man. This is what we love about. People that watch the show bring ideas. We love to talk about stuff like that. I appreciate you, Comic Menu, bringing up great subjects like that. This is what we look for when we go and do that. Is it in the movies? New Cred? Not yet. I don't believe it's out yet. Is it The Legends? What?
No, not yet.
Not yet, baby. It's not out yet. We will make a family outing for that one. If not, me and you, we'll go check it out. But
you know what you should do? You should go to the movies and stream it for everyone.
Oh, look, we got kicked off of Facebook, you dumbass!
What happened?
What did I do?
What did I do?
Come on! Some great movies are coming out for the new year, man. Can't wait.
Well, some possibly good movies. I'm tired of thinking the movies are going to be great and getting burned.
Like, so. We were talking about Kraven, one of the biggest bombs.
I knew that was going to blow. The second they announced it.
I mean, I was really hoping, considering the fact they had Rhino that was going to make an appearance, and
but they did the stupid.
It flopped.
It wasn't even a good Rhino. Oh, my God. Wait,
just let it go. Let it go. Well, while Chu's getting a heart attack, I want to say thank you to everybody that's watching the show.
There we go.
There you go. Hey, cut the clicker here. Cut the clicker we're getting in. There you go.
But nothing.
I would have kicked you off your chair. But I said before, because the last season, if it starts, what? Last season, what? Yeah, I didn't read that right. My bad. I didn't read this right here.
You know, just call that.
The last season of What If starts the 21st. Okay.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I can't wait for that one, too.
Man, dude. Great season 5. We just carry on to season 6. January 2nd will be our first episode for season 6.
Right.
Hope you guys tune in to watch. Hope you guys follow us on our Facebook, on our YouTube.
Are we done talking about Kraven the Hunter, dude? Because I'm still upset.
It's not even worth talking about it. It's not even worth chewing new podcast time to talk about this movie.
I'm upset.
It was pathetic. I thought it was going to be an awesome movie, and it just bombed.
I knew. I was talking to you about this in the car. I was like, why won't Sony just give all these characters back to Marvel? You know, make some good movies with Marvel.
Yeah.
Because look what happened with Spider-Man No Way Home.
It's true.
Even the original Sinister Six, and look at what they did. And it was such a good movie. It was so popular.
Yeah, it was. It was.
And Spider-Man, I was saying this, like next to Batman and his rogues gallery.
Yeah.
Spider-Man is some of the greatest villains.
Yes. Yes, it is.
In comic books. And, the reason, that's why, they keep making these movies, because the villains are so interesting.
Yeah.
It's just they keep doing such crappy stories with them.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
You know, it really is a shame Sony is just trying to be Sony.
Yep.
And, trying to copy shit instead of just working with Marvel, Disney, and, making some good movies.
Yeah. Merry Christmas to you, too, Convy. Appreciate you, man, watching the show. I really do. But like I said, if you guys are still watching, that is a subscription QR, $1.99 a month.
Yes.
Just to watch. We're gonna post another one after this in the vehicle, driving home. Probably pick up lunch. Oh, lunch. Actually, midnight dinner.
Yes.
But
I haven't eaten all day.
You ate. You just ate. Babe, I'm going to let you know, I left the muffins here, and the thing next to me ate them.
Chew hungry.
But last but not least, guys, Merry Christmas to everyone out there.
Merry Christmas,
everyone. Happy New Year also. We hope to see you guys next year for a brand new episode of the Chew New Podcast. Hopefully, we'll probably end up doing the cameras like that. Put one camera to the guests, because it looks like this comes out pretty nice, just like that.
Or we could have just come up with some other crazy ass idea.
We'll figure it out. Dancing clowns or something.
Dancing clowns.
Why not? Yeah, I don't know. Why not? We'll figure something out for season six. But Chew, thank you for hanging in for so many years with me, man. I appreciate you coming on the show.
It's been a pleasure, man.
Pushing every episode through good times, through bad times, tough times also. All I can say is thank you, buddy, for hanging in there.
Well, thank you for having me, man. You know, thank you for having the great idea of having me, because I am the star of the show.
Oh, God, yeah. All the wives saying happy holidays to me, and I'm not sure about you. Yeah.
Happy holidays, Wally. 25 years, huh? Yeah. Wow. You're a saint.
And you still haven't got that lobster dinner, sweetheart. It's coming soon.
I've sent so many lobster dinners home with him.
You're such an idiot.
Where the fuck are they? Oh, there they are.
Can you see it on camera? Fuck you, dude.
So many lobster dinners have not made it to your house, Wally. Let me just tell you that.
He's such an idiot, bro.
15-pound rock lobster.
Yeah, right.
Rock lobsters, Wally.
You're such an idiot.
The baked potato, oh, my God. I spend money on those meals, Wally.
Straight from Idaho.
Yep. You know how Idaho has the best lobsters, you know?
Lobster, what? I'm talking about the potato, you idiot.
Oh, yeah, that too.
Yes. Anyways, guys, thank you once again. If you want to subscribe to us, guys, $1.99 per month. We'll be doing a live show on the way home. It gets a little crazy on the way home, bro, because we talk about a lot of stupid shit on the road, and we talk about a lot of drivers on the road. Even when we're ordering food, we talk about a lot of funny people on the road. So it should be interesting.
A lot of racist humor, too.
That's all him, not me. It's all him. This guy right here.
Right here,
man. Yeah, a little bit. Right here, guys, right here in the bottom. Subscribe. Subscribe right there.
I try to help.
Subscribe right there. Help us out. Continue bringing you the best content we possibly can to you guys. Thank you once again for letting us into your phones, your iPads, your computer screens, your laptops, even on your TVs if you're watching this on TV. Thank you so much. Nothing but love for you guys. Appreciate you guys so much. Any last words for 2024, buddy?
Just hope everyone has a happy holidays, a safe holidays, you know, stay safe, stay healthy, and we hope to see you next year.
Yeah. As far as for me, thank you so much for watching. Here's to another year of the Chew New Podcast, and still punching and kicking all the way through the following year, getting to episode 300, hopefully, by the end of the year again.
Even though it really shouldn't. We're going to keep going.
Close it out, Chew.
I've been Chew.
And we will see you next year, buddy. Peace out. Later, guys.
Bye, everybody.